In a gathering, choreographer Bruce Wood will premiere three dances. One is set to the Joni Mitchell song, Blue. In a rehearsal studio at Southern Methodist University, three male dancers repeatedly lift each other up, prop each other up, even as they slide to the floor.
The idea is basically about support. And it goes back to the day when everybody was just kind of scrambling to like try to help other people out, because there was no institutions at that point. There was no even recognition of this was even really happening. And there was a lot of discrimination. So it was all hands on deck kind of thing.
Wood is talking about the 80s, when AIDS ripped through gay communities across the United States. The arts were particularly hard hit. At the time, Wood was a member of the Lar Lubavitch Dance Company.
You know, all my friends died. It was just that simple. All the guys that I hung out with that were dancers, they all died within a matter of a couple of years. And all the guys that I would hang out with that weren't dancers, they all died. So, it's about my memory of them and what happened.
It wasn't simply the death toll that horrified. It was the frightening lack of basic information. There were no blood tests for the HIV virus, no known treatments for AIDS. Joel Farrell is artistic associate of the Dallas Theater Center and one of the producers of A Gathering. In the early 80s, he was a young actor in New York.
I certainly remember that 5 years where, you know, doctors looked at you and said, "We don't have a clue. Good luck."
A Gathering, the Dallas arts community reflects on 30 years of AIDS, is not entirely about grief or anger. But Charles Santos says focusing what the gala performance should say was hard. Santos directs Titus, the music and dance presenting organization. A Gathering was his idea originally. It covers 30 years, involves some 200 North Texas artists, and the creators had only 4 months to pull it all together. It will feature dances, solo songs, and videos, as well as dramatic scenes from such plays as The Normal Heart and Angels in America. But Santos says the backbone of the show is the Turtle Creek Chorale. Over the years, the singing group has lost 180 members to AIDS.
I don't think we all recognize how fabulous the Turtle Creek Chorale is. These guys can sing. That was one of the discussions early on, is that we all had the ability to call a bunch of superstar names to come in and do this. And then we thought, you know, we don't need to do that. We have plenty of talent here.
Eventually, Santos and Farrell realized how to shape A Gathering. The one-night-only performance had to encompass death and mourning, but it also must touch on the engagement of family and friends, calls to political action, even the creation of community and medical responses from scratch.
We were trying to figure out how we were going to curve this evening, and we got a little frustrated because there was so much to try to take in that I finally said, well, at least in terms of the gay community, two things became clear, one shortly after the other. One, that we had to take care of our own. And the other was that we had to change the world.
Jerome Weeks, KERA News.